Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Bow and Eros, the place where sex gets honest, intimacy gets witchy, and pleasure becomes your birthright. I'm your host, Callie Roadcap, sex and intimacy educator, ritualist, and your slightly unhinged best friend who tells the truth about desire. Here, we talk about the real stuff, the messy stuff, the beautiful, erotic, human stuff no one taught us. We dive into kink, nervous system magic, love, shame, pleasure, and the kind of conversations that make you feel seen and a little bit turned on. This is a space for curiosity, for liberation, for laughing at yourself while becoming the most embodied, powerful version of you. So settle in, take a breath, and let's step into the wild, sacred, delicious world of Bow and Eros. Welcome back to this super sensual, super safe space we are creating together, this beautiful little container that we're calling Bow and Eros. I am so happy you're back here with me. I'm really getting excited about diving into actual things that we can build upon to enhance the life you are building, the sexual life you desire, the intimacy that you crave, that you need. And we are going to start right at the beginning today, the foundation, and that is your pleasure blueprint. Now, I briefly touched on this last time, but basically your pleasure blueprint is this unique constellation of sensations, emotions, fantasies, and like relational dynamics that awaken your desire. When all of these things are together, it creates this perfect cocktail that is made of and for you. When you're able to create this blueprint, write it down, study it, it gives you the ability to know who you are and what you want and what you need to put your desire in a space that you can work with. If you don't know what you like, if you don't know what you need, you do not know what to ask for. And honesty is where it is at. Because this whole act of creating your pleasure blueprint is not about performance at all. Zero performance. This is completely about curiosity. Asking yourself, okay, like what was it about that thing that I like? Boiling it down, getting to the real essence of what turns you on, what your needs are, so that you can have them fulfilled. Listen, no one's blueprint is wrong. Because someone else's blueprint might be different from yours, doesn't mean it's wrong. And it also doesn't mean that you can't have an incredibly incredible sex life together and that you can't grow intimacy from it. What it does is it gives you a place to begin and a place to advocate from, to tell your partner or even yourself what it is that you really need and what it is that you really desire. Listen, I encourage you to pause anytime to reflect on what we're talking about. I encourage you to take a little note. But even more importantly, I am going to attach a document with prompts that will be available for free with this podcast so that you can begin to create your pleasure blueprint. So really get to know yourself. Like that's where the fun is at. the excitement. It's all in the curiosity. When you let go of the performance, you let go of these ideas that you have in your head that God knows where they came from, and really boil yourself down to the nitty gritty. Find out who you really are on the inside and what turns you on. What about that book turned you on? Okay, so he was being dominant in the book. Okay, was it the things he said? Was it his tone? Was it his, you know, these are all things that you really need to ask yourself, because you can just say, oh, I like dominant lovers. But like, what is it in the dominance? You know, this is where we're going to. This is the curious place that we're coming from. And this is where we are going to focus today. So now that we know the basics of what this pleasure blueprint is, we can dive a little deeper into how we go about building it. First, I think we really need to define what pleasure is and what it isn't. Pleasure is not just sexual. It's all about your nervous system. It's all about your imagination. It's all about the way that you enjoy giving and receiving touch. It's all about the kind of relationship that brings you joy. And it's all about the power dynamics that inform how you want to go about building these moments of pleasure. Where is it at for you? What just thinking about makes you curious and excited? So there's layers to this. Number one, there's sensory pleasure. That is touch, pressure, speed, and texture. What do you want it to feel like? Do you want a fast moving touch? Do you want a slow touch? Do you want a touch that has a lot of pressure in it, or a light feathery touch? These are all things that you can dive into, and I will give you these prompts so that you can define what kind of touch is the kind of touch that is going to make you more curious and more excited about what's coming next. Second is your emotional pleasure. This is where you discover connection and affirmation. This is where you feel like you're really being seen as your authentic self. And this is what it feels like when you are being desired. So ask yourself, in terms of emotional pleasure, how do I like to be affirmed? What kind of compliments would I want to hear? Is it going to be compliments about the way I look? Is it going to be compliments about the way I feel? Or, you know, it can run the gamut. How do you want to be perceived and seen by the person that you are intimate with? How do you want them to desire you? Do you want them to desire you in like an animalistic way? Do you want them to desire you in a more romantic way? There is a million ways to be desired. And there are no limits to that. So broaden your mind, break down the walls, and ask yourself what kind of emotional pleasure you really long for, like you really fucking crave. Next is erotic psychology, my favorite. These are your fantasies. These are your power plays. This is the taboo and some archetypes that we can play with. This is the sandbox. This is the jungle gym. You know, this is where you can really let your fantasies run wild to discover, okay, like when I am, you know, craving desire, like where does my mind go? What does it come up with? What does it want? What kind of scenario do I see myself being most excited about? Erotic psychology is where we can really begin to have some fun, where we can bring in that essence of play, adult playground. Number four is somatic and nervous system responses. This is how the body says yes. And the way I like to look at this is it's not always crystal clear how the body says yes, but usually it's very crystal clear how it says no. So if you can take a second to define for yourself what makes your body say no, you will understand more easily where it says yes. A great example for me is that I need a little like build up. I don't want someone to come right up to me and just start, you know, just go in like it's the middle. I want to start at the beginning. I want to really savor the moments leading up. I want to build that tension throughout the day, throughout the week. And then I want to go really slow and I want to enjoy and savor these moments. And then I want it to build and build and build into something absolutely insane. That would be my desire. That is my somatic and nervous system response. The body says yes. For me, my body says yes when there is a really good lead up. But if someone just comes right up to me and just grabs me and starts kissing me, unless it is, you know, the buildup before that was so intense that once you see each other, it's just on. Then if it's not met with that intensity, I'm sorry, it's a no for me. I like a little buildup. I like a little teasing. I like a little play. So discover what your no's are and let those things guide you to what your yeses are. And lastly, number 5 is relational dynamics. This is who you feel safe with and how you feel safe. Now, safety doesn't mean you can't play danger, you know? There's some CNC that you can bring in, but if it's with a person you feel safe with, that is a relational dynamic that is going to work in your favor. Who are the people? What are they like that lead you into that feeling of safety? And what kind of dynamics make you feel safe? If you can discover that for yourself, you can have so much freedom and fun within that. It's sort of just like building yourself a fence where the container on the inside of the fence, everything is safe inside there. Nothing is off limits unless it's off limits to you. And then, you know, once again, consent, my friends, consent. So in these 5 layers, sensory pleasure, emotional pleasure, erotic psychology, somatic and nervous system responses, and relational dynamics, you are going to discover what it is that you like, what it is that you don't like. This is how we are going to build this blueprint. And this is a moment I really want to take to ask you to normalize, not only for others, but for yourself. Like, let's normalize erotic diversity, because some people crave a soft, gentle surrender, and some people crave intensity, and some people crave slowness, that slow build, like me. Some people crave it to come on really fast and furious. There's a million ways to look at this, and it doesn't matter what it is. It belongs to you, and we are going to normalize erotic diversity, and we are going to embrace it. And my friend, we are going to embrace it for our friends and our loved ones whose blueprint is different from ours. Just because it is different from ours, once again, does not make it wrong. So let's normalize this. You are not broken. You're just weird. And boy, do I love a weirdo. Now, if you have downloaded the document that is free to download, that is a companion to this, it is a guided mini assessment to start mapping your blueprint. This would be an amazing time to yank it out and just start answering these questions. Let's do it together just for fun. And I encourage you, though, to take your own time with this later. Really take some time with this. And also, it's okay if these answers change over time. These answers are going to change as you evolve, as your relationships evolve, as your desires evolve, as your curiosities evolve. These questions may have different answers. So I encourage you to maybe try doing this more than once. Do it once a year. I don't know. Let that constellation move around. So I'm just going to lead you through this in a very, very concise way. But once again, I just encourage you to take your own time with it later. So A, we're going to talk about sensory preference, and you are going to have a few questions to answer here. The questions are, do you respond to light touch or firm pressure? Do you crave slow build or fast spark? What texture makes you melt? Silk, warm skin, breath? Really take your time here to answer these questions. Break them all down. Rate them. Have fun with it. B, emotional and energetic preferences. So do you need to feel chosen, admired, dominated, safe, worshipped? Go through it. Go through all of them. What do you need emotionally and energetically? What are you craving? What dynamic do you really, really, really want? Do you open through softness or intensity? Think about this. Softness or intensity. For me, I like it soft, and then I like it to become intense. So it's both. But I would answer that question by saying, I open through softness as long as there is intensity to follow. The details are where it is at. C, fantasy and erotic psychology. So when your mind drifts, what scenario wakes your body up? You know what it is. I know you do. I know what mine are. Do you crave giving power or receiving power or trading it back and forth? Do you respond to mystery, ritual, chaos, or structure? Think about this. What turns you on in your mind when you're having your quiet moments of fantasy and you're really going into your deep, deep eros and your deep erotic self? What are you responding to? Now on to D. Nervous system clues. How does your body communicate yes? Warmth, openness, tingling breath. How is your partner going to know if you are not saying yes, which maybe you are? How is your partner or partners, how are they going to know that you are communicating a solid, boisterous, and loud yes? And on the flip side of that, what instantly shuts you down? Just absolutely instantly shuts you down. I can give you one of mine. One of mine is when people get just a little too silly goofball. That shuts me down immediately. Like, you know, some men have a tendency to want to swing it around and be so funny. I'm sorry, no. That's going to be a solid no for me immediately. That is going to shut me down. And lastly, E, relational style. Do you eroticize safety or edge or novelty? What qualities in another person unlock your desire? So take your time with this. Like I said, you can just download it, print it out, or take a peek at it and answer the questions for yourself. Come back to it over time. Find out for yourself, like, what the answers to these things are for you. Maybe you have thought about them a lot. Maybe you haven't thought about them at all. So I encourage you just to get very detailed with this exercise. It's a great exercise. It's a simple exercise. And all you need is yourself, a pencil, and a piece of paper. This is something I really encourage you to do all alone without input from anybody else reading them. Let them do their own on their time. And you do yours, and then come together and read them. Learn about each other. This is fun and easy. You can trade blueprints. Okay? Now I want to talk about patterns and archetypes. I want you to identify some of these themes in yourself and in others. These are some, not all, these are some archetypes. And if you can put yourself into some of these archetypical categories, it might help you to discover some of the things that you are searching for. So let's talk about the sensualist. The sensualist loves slowness, texture, softness. You want that soft, sensual touch, that romantic, gentle, you know, the sensualist. This is self-explanatory. This is a wonderful archetype that I think a lot of romantic people, people who really favor romance, are going to put themselves into. It's a wonderful category for people who love soft, slow, gentle, loving touch. Or how about the energetic? The energetic responds to tension, anticipation, and eye contact. You know, I think I may be an energetic. I may be a real energetic. But then again, I am also the next one, the kinky. Power, taboo, psychological play, yas. Bring it. Absolutely 1,000,000%. Or maybe the passionate. The passionate favors intensity, heat, and the push and pull dynamics. Ooh, this can get fun. I see hair pulling in this scenario. Love. And then the romantic. That is emotional bonding, vulnerability, deep connection. This, in my mind, what comes to my mind like right away is baby making sex. This is baby making sex. I love you so much. Put a baby in me. That's romantic. So, you know, frame this idea not as labels, but portals to understanding your desire. And feel free to make up your own. And, you know, create a title and a name for it. Write down the dynamics that that archetype craves. That is beautiful. Get really creative here. There are no limits to your imagination. But it's really fun to create an archetype for yourself and to really flesh it out. This is going to help you to understand yourself better. And if this is something that you are going to be swapping with partners, it might be fun to read what their archetypes are, the ones that they've created for themselves, or maybe they used one of these. That can give you a whole lot of information. So now is where we come in to integration. We take all of these things we've learned about ourselves and we start to live this blueprint. First, I want you to create a pleasure permission statement. And basically, you are going to take the statement, I honor that I open through blank. It is sacred. It is allowed. This is where you are empowering yourself and giving yourself permission to like what you like, to ask for what you like, and to get the most benefit of pleasure from enacting these things you like. So a great example is, I honor that I open through BDSM. It is sacred. It is allowed. I honor that I open through CNC, consensual non-consent. It is sacred. It is allowed. I honor that I open through soft, romantic, gentle touching. It is sacred. It is allowed. And if you want to write down one for every single one of the things you have created, I totally suggest you do. Give yourself as many permissions as you need. I invite you to create a ritual this week that supports your blueprint. Something like a bath, a touch practice, exploring your fantasies, and journaling. Journaling, journaling, journaling. Please journal every day. It's freaking awesome. Journal, journal, journal. If you are scared about what you have written down, I invite you to burn it, flush it down the toilet, bury it in the ground. But the most important thing is that you get it out of your head and onto paper. And then lastly, I really want you to communicate these needs with your partners using invitation language, not pressure, invitation language, not, you never touch me this way the way I want you to. More like, you know, I'm discovering that I really like a hard touch. I like a slap. I like a spank. I invite you to do that to me if you feel comfortable doing that. Not words that are going to make the other partner or partners feel threatened or pressured. That's not going to help anybody. Invite. Become vulnerable. It's okay to become vulnerable and to extend an invitation to somebody you trust, because your pleasure is paramount. I really hope I made this easy enough for you to see how simple it can be to create this blueprint that you can look at and really dispel any confusion about what it is that you want. And also, can I just say there's nothing wrong with some of these sort of not matching up with each other, because depending on the day, the mood, where you are in your cycle, it can affect all of this stuff. And you can have more than one archetype. You can have more than one practice. You can have more than one desire. Do not feel that you have to fit yourself into some ridiculous paradigm. This is really about self-exploration, because through self-exploration, we can learn more and more and more about ourselves. And when we know more, we can get more. You know what I mean? I want you to really take this time and some time to affirm that your pleasure blueprint is not something you fix. It's something you remember. There is nothing wrong in your blueprint about you. There is nothing to fix. Your pleasure blueprint is something you remember, because when you remember the things that you have thought about, the desires that you have named, then you can ask for them boldly. I absolutely invite you, I practically beg you to share your takeaway. DM me, email me at emailbowandarrows.com. There's a bazillion ways you can get in touch with me. And I would love to know what your takeaway was from this. Tell me what some of your answers were. Tell me what some of your questions were. And as always, join me on the next episode. We're going to flesh out even more of this stuff. Next week, we are going to dive really deeply into these erotic archetypes and how they shape your desire. Sounds boring? Promise you it's not. Promise you it's not. I kind of see this episode as slightly boring, but it's what we need to create to build what you need to build. Because there is no intimacy to build if you do not first know who you are, what you like, what you don't like, what you need, and what you don't need, etc., etc., etc. So dive deep into this. Like, go into it with gusto. It's really fun. Can you hear the kitten screeching in the background? I can't wait to see you guys next time. I can't wait to tell you more about your desires. I can't wait to get real kinky and dirty with this stuff. Yes, this episode may have been a little boring, but it's what we need. It's necessary so that we can discover all of these things about ourselves. This is where we build intimacy, and this is how we open the gateway to fucking fun and joy and pleasure and growth. Amen and amen. I can't wait to talk to you next week when we go deep into these archetypes. And I mean deep. Buckle up, bitches. Because we are not going to be holding back on archetypes. And I'm going to lay out some really fun ones for you. I can't wait to hear what archetypes you came up with. Please share them with me. DM, email, do the thing. I'll see you next week. Thank you for being here in this space with me. I love that you chose to spend your time diving deeper into your pleasure, your truth, and your body. If today's episode stirred something in you, made you laugh, made you breathe a little deeper, or made you curious about your own desire, please follow this show and rate and review Bow and Arrows on your streaming platform. It helps this work reach the people who need it, and it means the world to me. If you want to reach out, ask a question, share a story, please share a story, babies, or connect more personally, you can email me at emailbowandarrows@gmail.com. And make sure to follow along on socials for more intimate education, rituals, humor, and behind-the-scenes magic. You can find me everywhere at Bow and Arrows. Until next time, stay wild, stay honest, and stay deeply connected to your erotic self.